The story of a new virus that first emerged in Wuhan, China, seems to be evolving minute by minute. World health leaders have been meeting today and yesterday, wrestling with whether to declare this new coronavirus, a respiratory illness, a public health emergency of international concern. And this evening in Geneva, Dr. Didier Houssin, the head of the Special Emergency Committee, announced...
Now is not the time. That's a bit too early to consider that this event is a public health emergency of international concern.
So it is not a global health emergency. The world's Alana Gordon has been following this. What was their reasoning, Alana, not to put the emergency label on this virus?
So a public health emergency of international concern, it's a very specific designation. And at the time of this announcement today, the WHO had reported there's been at least 584 cases of this new coronavirus and at least 17 deaths. But almost all of those cases, except 9, have been in China, and all of the deaths have been in China. So here's Dr. Tedros. He's head of the WHO and what he had to say earlier today.
Make no mistake, this is, though, an emergency in China. But it has not yet become a global health emergency.
So what this committee is saying that it hasn't quite reached the level of an international public health emergency, and for at this point at least, it's a regional emergency. At the same time, it's a completely evolving situation, and Dr. Tedros has emphasized that this could change as they learn more.
I have to say, those comments are surprising. I mean, we're hearing about cases outside of China. There's a case here in the U.S. Airports have been set up for screenings for people coming back from Wuhan. Just today, passengers were screened right here in Boston.
Yeah, again, it's an evolving situation, but the key questions, the key things that they're looking at, there's still knowns and unknowns, is how virulent this virus is, like how severe it can be in people, and also how contagious it is. And so they're still trying to figure those things out. Think about like these disease detectives trying to figure out how much information they have, whether it's to be a global health emergency or not. And there's implications both ways. So, for example, we do know that it's a respiratory illness. Symptoms are coughing. It can develop into pneumonia. But there are these unknowns. And even within the people that have died, Dr. Tedros said many of them, most of them had other health conditions as well.
Is there a downside to declaring an international emergency like this?
It's a totally tricky balance. So even this committee was divided. They met yesterday. They were supposed to come out with an announcement. And then they're like, we need to talk about this more. And that was spoken about today. There's divisions. There's implications when you declare an emergency. There can be financial impacts on a country when an emergency is declared. And it also depends on the disease itself. So when Ebola was declared a public health emergency in the Democratic Republic of the Congo earlier last year, that had a very specific intent, too, to attract more resources and more support. And I talked to Dr. Amish Adalja. He's an infectious disease doctor at Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. And he says in this sort of case, a place like China has a lot of resources.
There is always the concern when you do raise an alarm about an outbreak in a given nation that other nations will penalize that country by enacting travel bans or stigmatizing it or doing all sorts of things. And that all has to be weighed when you're declaring a public health emergency of international concern.
So that leads me back to Wuhan in China and other cities. China's halted all travel in and out. I mean, Wuhan's 11 million people. What's the implication of that?
People are divided about it. On the one hand, social distancing is a really important tool when you have a contagious virus, or in this case, it appears to be one that's transmitted through droplets. And so on the one hand, by being further apart, maybe not gathering all in one place, that can be really useful to prevent a disease from spreading. On the other hand, when you have a lot of halting of movement and everything else, that can create more panic or have unintended consequences. So you might have people hiding their illness or trying to sneak out.
The world's Alana Gordon. Thanks very much for the update.
Thanks.